615, 1320 WILS. I want to talk about what's happening with the press and how they're dealing with the coverage of the Trump administration, specifically how the Trump administration is now opening the door to all kinds of new press outlets like the Daily Signal. Genevieve Wood with us, leading voice for the Heritage Foundation, a senior fellow of communications there and senior contributor to the Daily Signal. Genevieve, great to have you on WILS.
Great to be on with you. Yeah. Thank you for having me. So
for those that are not familiar with the Daily Signal, what kind of an outlet is that?
Sure. We're a multimedia news outlet. You can find us at dailysignal.com, and we provide both news, commentary, which we label very clearly, by the way, which pieces are news and which are commentary, video stories. And we're about 3 years old. We were started by the Heritage Foundation, but we're a separate organization.
Now, the Washington Post went after the Daily Signal. On what terms? What were they talking about there?
Well, basically, they were complaining because our White House correspondent, a guy named Fred Lucas, who has covered the White House for The Blaze before he covered it for us, was selected to be the pool reporter for a Vice President Mike Pence event last week. And for your listeners who may not be familiar, basically what they do at some of these events, there's not room for 50 print reporters and 20 television cameras and a bunch of radio folks. So they select one representative from those media outlets, one print, one radio, one television, what they call pool reporter, who goes in and basically takes down the facts. What time did the event start? Who was there, who introduced who, what was said. There's no analysis or anything. It's very straight reporting that is then shared with all the media, but who then can base their stories off of that. Fred was selected as a print reporter. The Washington Post ran a story after that questioning what now constitutes a legitimate news organization if places like the Daily Signal are now going to be allowed to be pool reporters.
Well, why was the Daily Signal chosen, do you think?
Well, because they select, I mean, pool reporters, there's a rotation. I mean, it's not just the Washington Post that gets to do that. There's a whole plethora of groups, including news outlets like the Huffington Post, the Washington Blade, which is a gay publication here in Washington. And I'm not saying that those folks shouldn't be in the room or they can't be pool reporters. But if you're going to have those outlets in there, why on earth would you question the Daily Signal's credentials?
And what was the Washington Post, their view is what, that the Daily Signal?
Well, because we're affiliated with the Heritage Foundation, we must have an inherent bias, and that only unbiased type news organizations should be in the room. And I think many of your listeners might agree that, you know, I know very few news outlets that are quote-unquote unbiased. I would certainly not say that the Washington Post brings no bias to the table. The reality is, I would say we're more upfront than others, but we're news and commentary. Our news stories are balanced. They quote both sides. Jim DeMint, the president of the Heritage Foundation, doesn't tell us what to write or what stories to cover, but we make no secret that we were started by Heritage, that we are in the same building as the Heritage Foundation, that we cover stories from a conservative perspective. That is the angle that we bring.
Did the Daily Signal have this opportunity when President Obama was in office?
We did. So Fred Lucas, who was a White House correspondent at that time for The Blaze and also for the Daily Signal, had covered a couple of pool events, actually, of President Obama and First Lady and the Vice President, at that time Vice President Biden. I think some of this is the press is so, you know, in a frenzy right now because President Trump is pushing really hard back against them and because this White House has really opened up, not just the pool, but I mean, anybody watches the press conferences, whether it's President Trump, whether it's spokesman Sean Spicer, they're calling on all different outlets. It's not just the big three networks and getting a few cable outlets in there and the New York Times. They're really mixing it up.
Yeah,
and
up to
frankly, I think the press doesn't like it.
So, Genevieve, are we at a point now where there is no unbiased source of news anymore? Is that just how it is?
Look, I think you can, as long as you have straight reporting, you can say that that's unbiased in the sense that you're not trying to make this a commentary and that something's labeled news versus commentary. But the idea that a reporter doesn't, I mean, let's be clear, when they looked at it, and this was not the Heritage Foundation, but when an outside research firm looked at the contributions of journalists this past election cycle, 96% of the donations at the time they took the study from journalists, news reporters, media directors, and so on, went to Hillary Clinton. 96% of the dollars. Okay, so the idea that we have this unbiased news media out there, I think the best way to get
the idea, Genevieve, is that journalists, professional journalists, have personal opinions, but they separate that because they're professionals, right? Their profession means you don't.
Well, that's the idea.
Right.
That's the idea. But I think one reason that we have so many different outlets, partially because of technology, there's no doubt about that, and a lot of new organizations and outlets can form, but also because people don't trust the media to give them the full story. And I think, you know, you saw that in this election cycle. The media was wrong about so many things, and that's because they based their stories and their ideas and what their story selection, if you will, on, you know, their personal beliefs about a lot of things and how they thought the election would go.
We're at a point where we basically just get we all have different news, and do you think we're at a point now where no news source is really going to be fully trusted and people are just going to get their own perspectives based on their news source then?
Well, what I would hope we have is that people realize the best way to be well-rounded is to read more than one source. If you just read the New York Times every day, you're only going to get what they think is important. If you just read the Daily Signal every day, you're only going to see the world through our eyes. And I think we do good coverage. But, you know, there's some stories we cover, there's some stories we don't. We make those decisions every day, as every other media outlet does. So I would encourage people, you know, don't just watch Fox News or don't just watch CNN. Mm. Try to watch it, you know, and I know if you're a political junkie, it's hard to watch sometimes the people that you don't agree with, but it's good to know what other people are talking about, what they think is important, and that means you've got to get your news from more than one source.
Yeah, and I mean, obviously the story is now so Trump-focused. I mean, I'm getting burnt out a bit myself. Do you feel that's going to become a problem?
Burned out in the sense of what, covering President Trump or what?
The coverage, I mean, the tone, I've accepted now the tone is going to be negative overall, but just even the fact that it's only about President Trump 24/7, it makes me wonder, there must be other news out there, right?
Right, exactly. Yeah. I mean, you know, you keep thinking it's going to settle down, and I think eventually it may. But listen, I mean, if you are the quote-unquote establishment media, you don't like all this competition because that means eyeballs are reading other things, ears are listening to other things, and that, you know, is both a hit to your ego, but it's also a hit to your pocketbook. Yeah. So this is a very competitive environment. The media's already going through a huge change in terms of technology and the newspaper subscriptions going down, everything going online, and that's a challenge. How do you get people to read your stuff? Yeah. I would advise most folks, one of the ways you can really make yourself stand out is to be credible,
right?
To be an outlet that people don't question your reporters.
And the formula now is to get people to read your stuff by talking about President Trump. That apparently is what's working. Genevieve Wood, she's with the Heritage Foundation, a senior contributor to the Daily Signal. Genevieve, thank you for joining us on WILS.
Thank you, sir. Yep.